President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after 4 days in the Middle East. He cut business deals with his hosts in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, and he praised their autocratic leaders as friends and partners. But he could not entirely escape the thorniest diplomatic challenge in the region, the war in Gaza. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez was following the president, and here's his report.
From the moment he landed in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, President Trump was given the royal treatment. Arabian horses escorted his motorcade to the royal court. There was a royal lavender carpet. Honor guards wielded their golden swords, and the crown prince greeted him as a close friend.
Number one, I like visiting with you, and we've known each other very well, and I really believe we like each other a lot.
United States of America, and, Mr. Donald Trump.
At a Saudi investment firm, a who's who of American CEOs and billionaires rubbed shoulders with members of the royal family. The Saudis pulled out all the stops, even playing Trump's campaign music before and after his speech. Trump reveled in the deal-making, and he said he was there to do business, not to meddle.
And it's crucial for the wider world to note this great transformation has not come from Western interventionalists or flying people in beautiful planes giving you lectures on how to live and how to govern your own affairs. No.
At the forum, Trump announced a favor for his host. He said he'd make it easier to do business with Syria as it tries to recover from years of civil war.
I will be ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria in order to give them a chance at greatness. Hello, everybody.
Back on Air Force One, heading to his next stop, Trump told reporters about meeting Syria's new interim president. Until recently, Ahmad al-Shara led a rebel fighting force. Trump said he thinks Shara can turn Syria around.
Very good. Young, attractive guy, tough guy. You know, strong pass. Very strong pass fighter.
Landing in Doha with a fighter jet escort, there were more horses, more honor guards, and even camels.
We appreciate those camels. I haven't seen camels like that in a long time.
At a state dinner in a marble palace, the Qatari Emir Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani knew just what to say. He talked up the billions of investments in the U.S., and he boasted that Qatar likes to, quote, drill, baby, drill, using a Trump campaign slogan.
Before your last election, you invited me to dinner at your lovely home at Mar-a-Lago, and I told a close friend, presidents come and go. None of them could do it. This guy might just have the guts to get it done.
There was a lot of pomp, but not much talk about the biggest diplomatic challenge in the region, the war in Gaza. But by Thursday morning, with escalating airstrikes killing hundreds more Palestinians, Trump couldn't avoid questions from reporters. He revived a U.S. proposal to take over Gaza and develop the land. It's an idea his hosts strongly oppose.
There's no building. People are living under the rubble of buildings that collapsed, which is not acceptable. It's tremendous death. And I want to see that be a freedom zone.
Trump said he wants to do something to help starving people in Gaza, but there were no details on what those next steps might be. Then he was off to the UAE, doing more business deals and enjoying another state dinner before leaving the region behind. And the difficult problem unresolved. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.